4 if you want to turn there right now. Tonight I wanted to talk about the choices that we make as Christians, and it's a pretty common topic for you to hear. You've probably heard it all your life several times, but typically when people talk about these choices, they focus on what God wants you to do. And tonight what I wanted to do is focus on what the devil wants you to do. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 and look at verse 8. Starting in the middle of verse 8, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We know how the devil works, and in some ways we know that he's always around, he's always looking for us, and it doesn't matter who we are or where we are. We see that Jesus, who's the Son of God, was tempted in the wilderness. And personally, if thinking as if I were the devil, the person I wouldn't want to try to tempt is Jesus, and the wilderness is probably the last place that I would think of tempting someone. But we see that it doesn't matter to the devil. He will go after anyone at any time, anywhere. And God gives an appeal to us through Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, if you want to turn there. And verse 27 says, give no opportunity to the devil. And that's the way that God wants us to deal with the devil's temptations on us, is give no opportunity to him to be able to live in our lives and do his will through our lives. And in the context, back in verse 26, you see it says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. And anger is a good place for me to start to give this illustration. Anger, clearly in this passage, is not a sin. It says, be angry and do not sin. But the problem is what can happen when you are angry. That's where the danger comes in. If you're angry and it causes you to be jealous, if it causes you to be resentful, if it causes you to lash out at others, or if it causes you to tempt others towards hate, that's where the danger comes in. And that's where the devil will start to work through you in your actions and the way you decide to live your life. But to apply this a little bit further, one more thing that came to mind when I had read this passage was the way that we decide to dress every day. And I know that's a little bit of a touchy subject for some people, but the things that you decide to wear, especially when you're going to the beach or to the gym, can have an effect on people. I'm speaking from personal experience. It can affect me very much. If you decide to go to one of those places shirtless, whether you're a man or a woman, you can have an effect on other people. You can be a part of the devil's temptations. And I'm not saying that if you decide to do that, you are necessarily sinning in that decision, but I encourage you to think about what your decision could do to other people. And especially when people of the opposite sex are around. The temptation to lust is a very strong thing for most men, I think, especially for young men. And it's something that I have dealt with for a long time, and it's something that I have felt a little bit passionate about to speak about tonight. Dressing immodestly can have an effect on people is what I'm trying to say. But to take it a little bit further, to give a few more applications, the people you decide to spend your time with, the TV shows you want to watch, the movies you decide to watch, the music that you decide to listen to, how you decide to treat other people, whether you decide to drink alcohol, it all can affect the opportunities that the devil has. What you decide to do can give the devil an opportunity. And I encourage you, when you try to make decisions like those, when you try to make any decision, I would argue, think if the devil can have an opportunity to live through you. Now turn to Romans 14 and verse 21. Now here we see, it is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. And then in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 6, Jesus says, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." So the next time that you're making a decision, that you're making any decision, to be honest, think about how it can affect other people. Because sometimes I think we just go through life and we make decisions based on what we want to do, and we don't make decisions based on how other people will perceive us or how it will help or hinder someone else. And that's when the devil gets the opportunity, is when we decide to live for ourselves and not to live for all those around us. And God had a plan to help you conduct yourself in a way that gives the devil no opportunities. In 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 13, he says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." We need to keep our mind focused on being holy, on following God and not following our own desires. If you are here tonight and you're fostering a life of sin, you've decided that God is not who you're going to follow and you're going to follow yourself, or if you're sitting here tonight and you know God's call to you to repent and to be baptized, but you've decided that now it's just not the right time to follow God and to give him my life, the devil is very happy with where you're at right now if you're in one of those situations. And God loves you, and we here as Christians all love you too. And our prayer is that you would not give the devil an opportunity to meet you in hell. So if you are in one of those situations, if you have a sin that you want to come and publicly repent of, or if you haven't been baptized to this point and you realize what God wants you to do, you realize that you need to repent and that you need to be baptized and give yourself wholly to him, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.